And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Trudeau.
First Lady Melania Trump is being criticized for wearing a jacket that read, "I really don't care, do you?" on her way to meet with immigrant children. The fashion choice got backlash on social media, with many expressing bewilderment over the statement. A spokesperson for the First Lady said there was no deep meaning in the jacket. The family of fashion designer Kate Spade says her father died the night before the night of her funeral. The 89-year-old Earl Brosnahan passed away before Spade's funeral in Kansas City yesterday. He had been in failing health, and family members said he was heartbroken over his daughter's recent death. A new study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart, and 4 cups a day might be best. German researchers studied caffeinated lab mice and dosed human tissues with caffeine. They found that a shot of caffeine made certain proteins inside older adult cells perform more like young cells. One of the lead researchers says drinking 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day seems to improve what he called the powerhouses of cells. And Colonel Sanders getting a little creative. Kentucky Fried Chicken announced they will begin to sell pickle fried chicken nationwide starting June 25th. They also announced other flavors, including Smoky Mountain Barbecue, Nashville Hot, and Georgia Gold Honey Mustard Barbecue. The flavors are going to be available for a limited time only.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Joey ran in and said something very interesting about this upcoming game of Jen's Impossible Question. Joey, you want to share what your news was here?
Oh, I'm just happy that everyone's names are kind of similar.
Oh. Everyone that we're going to take a call here on my screen, it says there's Marianne, Jerrianne, and 2 Haleys to come.
Thank you for Friday morning's random good news, Joey.
You're welcome.
Let's see if we can get an answer to this question. 15% of all people say they consider this one of the most magical moments of their life. What is it?
Oh, well, let's start with Marianne. She's in Leavenworth. Good morning, Marianne.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it when their kids were born?
Oh, that is a very special moment, but not the correct answer.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not quite good enough for our crowd. Jerrianne, hello.
Hello. That was actually my guess, too, but let's say getting married.
Getting married, another good guess. Not it. It falls a little younger than that.
Okay. The first of the Haleys from Overland Park. Good morning, Haley.
Hi.
Hi there. All right, so what's your guess?
I guess younger crowd, I'm going to say graduating from high school.
Ooh, you're in exactly the right generation, but it's not graduating high school.
Okay, thank
you. But thinking right in that teenage zone.
Oh, I know what it is. Lee Summit, the other Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Hi, good morning.
Haley, what do you think?
Is it discovering video games?
Oh, sure. That's a fun time. Not the right answer.
Okay.
All right. We'll take your guesses. 5767102. This huge prize pack up for grabs. 4 tickets to the Just for Her event, 4 tickets to Science City, and 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn. You win it all if you get the right answer.
All right, this guy breaks the streak here. The names, it's Eric and Casey. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. I'd say having a baby.
Not having a baby. Nope. That epidural sure is nice. It's very relaxing. Once they give you that shot, you're like, yes.
It's the happiest day ever.
Even thinking about it, I just remember like, oh, thank you. You've just taken all this pain away.
Natasha and KC, what do you think, Natasha?
Yes.
What's your guess?
Graduating 8th grade.
No, not graduating. Oh, you went a little too young graduating 8th grade.
Somewhere still in the high school age.
Yep.
Joshua, what about you? You got a guess?
I'm going to say the first kiss.
Oh, the first kiss. Today is National Kissing Day.
That's, is it really?
Makes perfect sense, but that's not it.
Man. KCK, Roger, what about you? Do you get a guess?
Yes, I had a great night of prom night.
What's that?
Good old prom. We don't need details. Not the right answer.
Just feel free to text those in, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Liz in Bonnie Springs. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
All right, what's your guess?
My guess is turning 16.
No, that is a big, you know, the old sweet 16. Now, this is something you would do right at that time. This is that big moment right around there.
All right, and Liberty Jerry. Maybe Jerry's got a handle on it. What do you think, Jerry?
I think it's 28 to, like, sweet 16, you can start driving that car.
I'm going to give that
Judge.
To you. Technically, it's passing their driver's test. So, yes, start driving a car, but, yeah, passing that first driver's test. Oh, do you remember that? Do you remember passing it?
Yes.
And the sweet freedom that comes with, I'm alone in a car.
I've got this.
I can go where I want to go.
Exactly. Well, right.
Florida. Heck yeah.
That ain't Florida.
I was down in Florida? Is that what you said?
No, I said... Sort of.
Oh, sort
oh,
of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you can go where you want to go, sort of.
Sort of.
That's right.
Pretty, you know, 16 is still pretty much under parents' control.
Yes.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and offer the prize to the next person that gets it right? I just like playing and having fun.
Oh, well, thanks for guessing. We do enjoy people that play along. And
yeah.
So, okay.
Hey, you know, you guys are awesome, and I enjoy your radio station. I enjoy you guys in the mornings. I listen to you a lot, and I just wanted to throw out a guess.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, all right, Jerry. You have a great weekend, man.
I hope the next person does well.
All right. Fantastic.
Well, Joey, how about just take the very next call, and we'll give them the prize package.
Holly's in Blue Springs. Hello, Holly.
Holly? Well, he stole my guess. I was going to say getting your driver's license.
Well, then you get it right. And he said he didn't want the prize because he just likes playing, which means you get the whole prize package.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. He said, I just like to play along with you guys. I don't need the prize. Pass it on to the next person. So you get 4 tickets to the Just For Her event, 4 tickets to Science City, and 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn.
That's amazing. I never win anything.
Well, happy Friday to you. You get it all.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Look, Jerry paid it forward. How about that?
Look at that.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, you hang on the line. Joey, our producer, will get all your information. See how this day turned around? Off the air, Brian and I were having a very terribly sad conversation. Just the worst things happening in America.
That's right.
And then this happens, and you're like, oh, yeah, no, there's hope.
Not to mention, I'm hungover. My kid has 101 fever. Oh. It was going to be a rough day.
Oh, you were at Boys to Men last night.
Oh, yes, we were.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes, we were.
How many pops did you have?
How many pops did my wife have? Is the question. Holy crap. Oh, my God.
Everybody's sick at home today, eh?
Jeez. Yeah, I think so. Let's just get the Friday flu.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Katrina in the sunshine, walking, or Katrina in the waves.
Answer this question. At what time last night did you finish your last drink? Because I'm just going to do some math.
What am I under investigation here? Okay,
saying.
So I finished Danielle's 14th screwdriver.
No kidding.
She had 8 before I showed up even.
Because you guys had an awards banquet first.
That's right, right. There was a gathering of all the media people first, which just is a drunk fest. And she went there at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
With her, because she works for an agency. Her agency was up for something. So all of her coworkers, they pre-partied. They started early. So I got a text from her coworkers. Said, hey, she's 8 in. She's half in the bag. I go, holy crap, it's 6:15.
Stop.
And so they're like, you better get here fast.
Oh,
when I showed up at 7:30, it was game on. And then we went to the Boys to Men show.
Yeah.
And she got to meet with she and Natalie went and met the boys afterwards.
Oh, nice.
So it was like 10:15 or so. But yeah, she was half in the bag and she's like, I don't think I can finish this one. So I had her drink. It's about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. All right.
Stopped for a little J and the B, little Jack in the Box on the way home.
Oh, nice.
So I hadn't eaten dinner at all.
Oh, did you go fried tacos?
So, no, I'm the sourdough burger guy.
Okay. Yeah. Plenty great of stuff. Options.
plenty of
some
options.
Jack in the Box.
So 11:20 at night, I'm out in Mission Merriam, you know, there at the old J and the B.
By the way, if you didn't get to see Boys to Men, we went Facebook Live last night. I don't know if that was Natalie or Shaylee. Posted some great video if you want to, you know,
yeah, Natalie
see a little...
got all that from the right there at the stage.
Yep, just go to the KC1021 Facebook page.
And they said, did you see how they stalked Trent Green, by the way?
No.
They were sitting right in front of Trent Green.
Oh, nice.
And she was snapping pictures over his shoulder like a stalker.
Poor Trent.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Tub thumping. Yep, get knocked down, get back up again.
Or drink another one.
It's Friday.
Go back down like Brian did, who's now hungover on a Friday morning.
Oh, she puts one down, she gets another screwdriver. Oh, wait, that was all last night. It's Friday morning, 6:49 on the 22nd of June.
Celebrating birthdays today, Academy Award and Emmy winning actress Meryl Streep is 69. Singer and Emmy Award winning actress Cyndi Lauper is 65 today. Would you like to share your Cyndi Lauper impression with us, Brian Truda?
Oh, sure, absolutely I would. I mean, I can't do it. Here, let's go to the videotape, shall we?
We had her on the show about a year ago or so. Brian decided he could really do a solid impression.
Jen, how are you? So good to talk to you.
My son, he sits in the back of my car and he sings AC/DC songs.
Yep.
I just actually, this is honestly God's truth. I just got an email yesterday. We're going to talk to Cindy at the in about 2 weeks from now.
Because she's coming back to Kansas
City. She's coming
City.
Back. That's right. So we're going to talk to her in July.
Fantastic. Also
hey,
celebrating.
It's Cindy Lauper. How are you?
It's like she's here.
That impression is like the good news. Good enough.
Yep. Host of The Voice, Carson Daly, turns 45 today. The cast of Roseanne going to be returning to television without Roseanne Barr. ABC is working on a spinoff of the show that will premiere in the fall. It has the working title The Connors. The network said Barr will have no involvement in the new series. She said in a statement she agreed to a settlement so the cast and crew could keep their jobs, and she wishes them all the best. The rest of the original cast members, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, Lacey Goranson, and Michael Fishman, have all signed on. They're saying The Connors is set to premiere this fall.
Now, that might be worth watching.
We'll try it. Everybody was hugely excited for this reboot. I don't know how everything that went down is going to affect it. Coco the gorilla, who captivated many with her ability to communicate through sign language, has died at 46. The gorilla died in her sleep Tuesday morning. Born at the San Francisco Zoo back on the 4th of July, 1971, Coco was first chosen as an infant to work with a psychologist on a language research project. Her knowledge of sign language also offered a window into a gorilla's emotions, such as her affection for her pet kitten and her grief when Robin Williams, who she once met, died. I don't remember that story. That is fascinating. Coco was twice featured on the cover of National Geographic, including one cover image that she snapped of herself.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is National Kissing Day. Relationship expert Marla Mattinson says studies show kissing boosts happiness. Mattinson, who's based in Los Angeles, says studies show that kissing triggers the release of oxytocin and serotonin. She says it's important for people in long-term committed relationships to remember that. Mattinson says if you can get in a couple of good kisses a day, you'll help calm your partner's system and trigger the release of happiness hormones.
Wow.
Royals going to try to snap a season-worst 9-game losing streak tonight. That's down in Houston. A study of 2,000 parents examined how they cope with the school summer break. Found it takes just 13 days for moms and dads to get stressed out. Now, that sounds exactly right. Because I hit it a couple of weeks ago, and that was at the 13-day mark.
Right.
I was ready for them to go back to school.
Absolutely, yes.
The pressure to entertain can be overwhelming. More than half of parents, 58%, find themselves pressured to plan out what their kids will do for the entirety of their summer.
Yeah.
Yes. It's okay if you're bored. You're bored? Here's a list of chores. That's what we're going to do today. That's right.
Mom sounds like a blast.
I'm super fun. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Never had kids begging to go back to school faster.
I took them to Matt Ross. They got to swim yesterday. They're fine.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Friday mornings, we talk about how you are hashtag blessed. You can text or call 816-576-7102. Yesterday, totally had a hashtag blessed moment. When I was leaving here, I was getting ready to pull onto the on-ramp to get onto I-35, and I hear this big boom, and I'm like, what was that? What was that? And I turn around, two cars behind me had plowed into the car right behind me, which then pushed that car within a paper-thin distance of me.
No way. I'm telling you,
you could not have slipped a piece of paper in between my car and the car behind me. But it
did
not
check it out.
Did not touch my car. Did not hit it. And the people who were involved, I saw them get out. Everybody was fine. But I was like, oh that was going to be a real bad day.
Yes,
if that had gone that way.
Narrowly avoided. That's
Ooh,
great.
Ooh, yes. Hashtag blessed.
Good for you.
Yeah.
We were hashtag blessed at the old Boyz II Men show last night for just a great night in KC, for awesome stuff happening downtown.
Yeah.
Good people and friends. And I mean, they sounded great, by the way. Boyz II Men, they sounded fantastic. And they're just a trio now, but unbelievable. And they sing all these other songs. They did Lenny Kravitz. They did Lionel Richie. They did Journey.
And Natalie from our afternoon show was there. She posted some great Facebook Live videos, which are still up if you want to go to the KC1021 Facebook page. They sound great.
Right?
Yeah.
Handed out. They're the smoothest, slickest guys in the world.
Oh,
brought
yeah.
out roses for all the ladies in the audience. I mean, they had it going on. They knew what the drill was there for sure.
Hashtag blessed 816-576-7102. Text or call.
We have a little hashtag blessed for everyone.
Right. You want to do that now or after the song?
It won't make you wait till after the song.
All right. Well, after El King, in 3 minutes and 15 seconds, a pretty good concert announcement for something happening this summer.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
A lot of great ones coming in on the text line this morning. Hashtag blessed because my apartment didn't burn down the other night, and it easily could have if the conditions were right. That's scary.
Oh, that big Shawnee apartment fire?
Well, that's what I'm wondering if it was that one. Also, hashtag blessed going to see my husband for the weekend after him taking a job in Oklahoma 2 months ago. It's not easy, the long distance.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag blessed because it's my 30th birthday and I'm engaged to a fantastic man. And even though I work today, I'm still going to go see the awesome Jurassic World movie that's coming out today.
Hashtag blessed.
Ooh, I saw it a few nights ago. It is good. Go stare at Chris Pratt if no other reason. Forget the dinosaurs. Just all the Chris Pratt you need.
That reminds me, in 15 minutes, we're going to talk with Paul from B&B Theaters. We'll give away some movie passes as well for B&B. You can go see it for yourself.
Fantastic. How are you? Hashtag blessed. 816-576-7102.
All right, so we got to do this. This is a big announcement, 7:30 on Friday. And so we are putting on, we told you a few weeks ago, we unveiled this year, brought the big boss in, that we are doing Taste, KC Taste. It's coming up August 3rd and 4th at Union Station. This is going to be the premier food, craft beer, music, family fun festival coming up this summer. It's huge.
More than 30 of Kansas City's favorite restaurants, live cooking demonstrations. I love this because I watch the Food Network and I can't cook or bake, but I'm obsessed with watching it.
Right.
I love all these cooking competitions.
Cooking and celebrity personalities and chefs from around the food world going to be there. We've got tons of surprises and stuff in store, but today we can officially announce that we have completed the lineup for the music stage on Saturday, KC102 One Night at Taste. Are you ready for this?
Saturday.
So check this out. This is awesome.
August 4th.
Right. At Union Station on a big stage out there. By the way, if you buy a ticket to Taste, you get the music completely, you know, you can free. It's just come in and watch.
Not a separate ticket
That's
for
right,
the show.
Not a separate ticket. If you buy a ticket for Taste, you get the food, drinks, and come in and just watch the show. We're going to start off. We've got all the family stuff in the morning. Rockin' Rob is going to be there. Mr. Stinky Feet.
Kids love
this guy.
I love that guy.
I know, he's awesome. We're going to follow that up with Big Show Dueling Pianos.
Oh,
how
fun.
How great is that? I love a great dueling piano show.
Oh, that'll be great.
We're going to have the M80s on stage.
You guys love your 80s
music?
Yes.
Dude, they have it all. Us, it's a band with Tony Stevens, who is next door on KFKF, who does the midday show. Tony plays in a band. They play all kinds of Santana and all that great classic rock that you love.
Ooh, yeah.
They're going to be there. Liverpool, the Beatles band.
Yes.
The Zeros are going to open up our evening on the stage.
I've seen them too. They're fantastic.
And now we can officially announce our headliner for Saturday, August 4th at KC Taste is, my friends, back from the 90s. And a great album that they put out, Pocket Full of Kryptonite.
I listened to it over and over when it came out.
The Spin Doctors. Heck yes, we're bringing the Spin Doctors to town for Saturday night, August 4th, KC Taste.
I was obsessed with that album. What Time Is It? Two Princes, Jimmy Olsen's Blues.
Heck yeah.
I saw them at Sandstone way back in the day. It's a great show.
Right? Saturday night, August 4th, KC Taste Union Station. So you can buy tickets right now just for Saturday. You can buy a weekend pass. You can buy VIP tickets available right now. And I'll tell you, the VIP is the way to go because that's going to get you food tickets. It's going to get you air-conditioned tent. It's going to get you access to all of these great areas, plus a VIP music watching area location.
Advanced tickets, just $20 for a single day?
That's all.
Is that even right?
Yes, that's right.
$20.
Yes.
You're doing all of this and seeing the Spin Doctors and all of those bands you just said?
Kids 12 and under, by the way, are free. So the kids want to come out and see Stinky Feet?
Yeah.
Well, that's Mr. Stinky Feet to you.
Bring the kids to see Stinky Feet. You say stay for Spin Doctors. Eat and drink your way through it. $20?
That's it.
Dang, this is good.
I'll tell you what, we have some VIP tickets. We can give those away right now for KC Taste. How about that? We'll do
Caller 12. We will make you hashtag blessed this morning. Call right now, 816-576-7102. If you need details, kctaste.com. That's kctaste.com.
All right, let's run through these real quick. Gail and Lee Summit, how are you? Hashtag blessed for Friday morning.
Well, I'm hashtag blessed because we got our daughter married 2 weekends ago, and our lives are starting to return back to normal.
Oh, yay!
After the wedding, it's all get back to normal, huh?
Yes, uh-huh.
Did you have leftover food? Were you eating leftover catering for a little bit?
Well, the catering came and did it, but we had a little bit of food left over, not very much. She did a good job of ordering for how many people we had.
That's smart,
Z. That was smart.
Yeah, save some money. Hashtag
best. Well,
congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And I'm glad life's getting back to normal. Now you can calm down. It's done.
That's right. Thank you, Gail and Lee Summit. Okay, I was telling the story. Let's go to Tara, who's in Lenexa. Tara, I told Jen the story this morning, and I apologize that I couldn't remember your name, but we met last night at the Midland at the Boys to Men show.
We sure did.
I'm standing there waiting for my drunky wife to come out of the bathroom, and this nice woman walks by. She's like, Truda! And I'm like, yeah, what did I do now?
Uh-huh.
And she introduced herself. Tara, you bought tickets, right, for your husband for his birthday?
Father's Day.
Oh,
and
nice.
They were enjoying the Boys to Men show last night.
Fantastic.
So how was it? What'd you think?
We had an awesome time. It was fabulous.
Did you get anything at the auction? Because they had a huge auction with tons of good stuff.
We didn't get in on that, unfortunately. We had looked at a few things, but didn't get in on any of that.
Yeah, I had bid on one thing online. It was tickets to see comedian Ron White. You also got tickets to see Carol Burnett. And I was the first person to bid at $75. And I thought I was golden, right? Because nobody had outbid me. And then it got into the real people with real money, and all of a sudden it shot up to $650, and I was like, oh, I'm out.
Oh, I'm out of this. Yeah.
Mama's done. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time, and the show sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was a really good time. My husband really enjoyed himself, so it was great.
Well, excellent. Tara, it was great to meet you last night, and I'm glad that you said something, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. Thank you so much.
From the text line, Jeremy from Olathe said, Spin Doctors, shut the front door. That was my first concert back in 1995.
All right.
Yes, I was probably at the same one.
Right.
I'm telling you, I was obsessed with that album.
Let's go to Beth in Overland Park, who is our caller 12, and will receive some VIP tickets for KC Taste. Beth.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's
yes.
So exciting.
You'll see the Spin Doctors. You'll sample all that amazing food. And just what a great weekend, August 3rd and 4th.
Perfect. I will be there.
You will indeed be there, Beth. Hold on for 1 second. Air conditioning is going to be the key to that VIP section, by the way.
Although, who knows? Like yesterday? Jeez, we needed long sleeves in the first day of summer.
That's a good point.
You never know how it's going to be in Kansas City.
Spin Doctors coming. Big announcement this morning headlining KC Taste on KC 102.1 Night on Saturday, the 4th of August.
Just in time for our birthdays. My birthday's August 1st. Yours is August 2nd. They come August 4th. Boom.
We're going to land. We're going to go right to KC Taste. It's going to be awesome, right?
I'm excited.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Spin Doctors on August the 4th. KC Taste headlining KC 102.1 Night there. Congratulations, Beth and OP picks up VIP tickets for the night. But get your tickets now.
Also getting a lot of texts asking if we've called the winner of the Paris trip yet. No, not yet. We will do that within the next, 30 minutes or so here on the show. But right now, traffic, we have an accident northbound I-35 at PP Highway. The left lane is blocked there.
Say that again.
It's PP, double P, Highway. Overturned semi there. Left lane has been blocked.
I'm sorry. I looked at Joey through the window. And
it's now fun. It's kind of funny.
He's cracking me
up. It's PP Highway. Okay. Can you, junior high boys, do you want to stop now? Pretty much stop and go traffic. Southbound 435 between Bannister Road and...
Scoop-dee-dee-whoop.
What highway is that?
Scoop-dee-Hershey Highway? Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop. Poop-dee-dee-whoop-scoop.
No, I can't do traffic. Southbound 435 Bannister to the Grandview Triangle. Pretty heavy this morning. This is ridiculous. It's the $60,000 Wrangle Your Summer Giveaway at Hollywood Casino. Play with your marquee rewards card. Don't look at me. Earn entries for your chance to win a brand new 2018 Jeep Wrangler now through June 29th. Only at Hollywood Casino, Kansas Speedway. Kansas City
weather. The This is what I live for, just to make her do this.
This has been the most entertaining traffic we've ever done.
It's really, seriously, it'll be in the podcast later, folks.
Don't encourage them, Edward. Someone on the text line just said, Pee-Pee Highway, hilarious.
Yeah.
Stop.
Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Tell me once again where all the Love Shack fun happens.
Incident northbound I-35 at Pee-Pee Highway. Would you stop? Wow. Shaylee the millennial just walked in the door. Can you save me from these boys who apparently have the humor of seventh grade?
Well, I kind of do too, so
this is not helping.
Thank
we
you,
all do. That's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
Pee-Pee Highway.
Yep, that's
it's the name of the high. It's Double P Highway. It's the Pee-Pee Highway.
Oh, come
man.
On.
It's so good for this morning. All right, we're going to talk movies with our buddy Paul from B&B Theaters here.
Yes, please save me, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. The big Jurassic World, the big movie this week, and Jen actually got a chance to go see that earlier.
Oh, ooh. I love Chris Pratt. I will sit through this movie 40 times this weekend just to watch him save the world.
Do you remember the first time you saw a dinosaur? First time you see them, it's like a miracle. You read about them in books, you see the bones in museums, but you don't really believe it. They're like myths. And then you see the first one alive.
It isn't a great action film outside of Chris Pratt.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I saw Jurassic Park in 1993. I saw it with my dad at the Flick Theater in Anderson and definitely caught the bug. So I'm super excited for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Not so much for Chris Pratt, but definitely for the excitement for the dinosaurs, man. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's really, really good. And I think that's going to be packed all weekend.
You know, this is funny. This is like to me, it's one of the franchises out there that just kind of forget about until they come out with a new one. Then you're like, oh yeah, it was so action packed and filled. I forgot that I really enjoyed the last one and look forward to it.
Right, yeah, and they've sort of breathed new life into it. The first three, it seems like, came out almost back to back. And then Jurassic World sort of relit the torch. And I'm excited, too, to see Jeff Goldblum back in this one as Ian Malcolm, one of my favorite characters. He's got a cameo in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, so they're sort of bringing the old gang back together a little bit.
Yep, and I would assume that Incredibles 2 will still have another huge weekend.
I think that's probably safe to say, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say it. It was an incredible opening.
Yeah.
I think it broke all kinds of box office records. It was one of the biggest openings for B&B theaters that we've ever had, and I think it's safe to say that the second week is going to be pretty strong as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Paul, do they have the Jurassic World in the MX 4D screens?
Oh, for sure. They certainly will.
Oh, can you imagine what that would be like, Jen? You've got stuff, the dinosaurs breathing, you got air in your face, you got all this stuff happening.
Right, yeah. Tremors shaking you around, the seats moving with the action on screen. That's the way to go. Or one of our grand screens, too, some of the largest screens in the nation. There are all kinds of great ways to see this film.
Are there any other new movies opening up this weekend?
That's pretty much it for the 22nd Jurassic World. We've got some great holdover content from previous weeks. And then next week, just to kind of set the stage, we've got the second Sicario film and also Uncle Drew. So a good comedy, a good action film, something for everybody coming down the pipeline this summer.
Excellent.
Well, that's great. And we have some tickets to give away right now on us to go check out a movie at one of your local B&B theaters. And you can check out some fantastic stuff there. With new menus and stuff like that, you guys really have it going on now.
Yeah, that's the truth. The experience is really, it's continuing to innovate and sort of evolve. We want to make sure that everything that anybody might want for a night out is available at the theater. So we've got reclining leather seats, we've got extended menus with pizzas, with flatbreads, hamburgers, chicken strips. We've got full-service bars for those of age, of course. So it's all there under one roof.
Man, always a fantastic time out of B&B Theaters. Paul Farnsworth, thank you much for checking in on this week's movies, Paul.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
First Lady Melania Trump is being criticized for wearing a jacket that read, "I really don't care, do you?" on her way to meet with immigrant children. The fashion choice got backlash on social media, with many expressing bewilderment over the statement. A spokesperson for the First Lady said there was no deep meaning in the jacket. The family of fashion designer Kate Spade says her father died the night before her funeral.
The 89-year-old Earl Brosnahan passed away before Spade's funeral in Kansas City yesterday. He had been in failing health, and family members said he was heartbroken over his daughter's recent death.
We were kind of talking about this last night. It was like Carrie Fisher.
Right.
And her mother passed away within days of each other.
Yes. I think you hear about that a lot. Couples who, when one passes, you know, people who've been married for 60 years, when one goes, the other one just goes.
Right.
Yeah.
And to bury a kid, you know, just as a parent, they always say it shouldn't happen. I mean, of course you're heartbroken. I mean, that's...
Absolutely. New study claims drinking coffee is a good way to have a healthy heart, and 4 cups a day might be best. German researchers studied caffeinated lab mice and dosed human tissues with caffeine. They found that a shot of caffeine made certain proteins inside older adult cells perform more like young cells. One of the lead researchers says drinking 4 to 5 cups of coffee a day seems to improve what he called the powerhouses of cells. You'll notice this. I've had... This has been full twice today, so that's got to be 5 cups. Since 5:30 this morning.
It's just rejuvenating cells,
that's
everybody.
Right. I'm just doing what the German researchers tell me to do. Healthy heart. Colonel Sanders getting creative. Kentucky Fried Chicken announced they're going to begin to sell pickle fried chicken nationwide starting June 25th. They also announced other flavors, including Smoky Mountain Barbecue, Nashville Hot, and Georgia Gold Honey Mustard Barbecue. Those flavors are going to be available for a limited time only. I read up on this because I'm like, what is fried pickle? What's happening here? Apparently, they had a ton of customers who always asked for more pickles on their sandwiches. So instead of topping each sandwich with more pickles, the company decided to create a sauce that relies heavily on dill and vinegar flavors. So it's a sauce that they're adding to it.
Anybody had the pickle slush yet?
Oh,
no. From Sonic.
Yeah.
What is this pickle epidemic? What is that?
Well, you know, people love their pickles. Oh. Brian, you're the pickle juice drinker. You didn't
go to
Sonic?
I haven't had it yet. No, I haven't had it yet. No.
No. I was just there yesterday, too. Didn't even order it.
But I just don't know if it's going to be the same. I drink the pickle juice right out of the jar.
That's disgusting.
Man, when you're sick, there's nothing better.
From what I heard is that it's a very sweet slushy. It's not like the salty one?
No.
Very sugary. By the way, side note, thank you to Sonic and Overland Park who had us on yesterday while we were there. Thanks for listening to KC1021.
Cool.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Coldplay of the Chainsmokers.
Did you get lost?
Well, I was going to say Chainplay for a second. Chainplay?
Oh, I like that.
That makes sense.
It makes sense that you're distracted. That was a very weird thing that just walked into the studio. Thank you, Zeke.
That is the textbook definition of harassment. Me too.
Hashtag me too.
Beat the buzzer. We put 30 seconds on the clock. You have to answer 5 pretty easy questions, but man, that pressure really gets to you when the clock is ticking. Your chance to win 4 tickets to see Maroon 5 and Julia Michaels September 11th.
Okay, to the first victim here on Olathe, it's Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa, how you feeling today? You ready to go?
I'm nervous, but yes, I am.
Don't be nervous. We'll be gentle. Fast, but gentle. All right. 30 seconds. Shaylee, really? Can you be a grown-up for 5 seconds?
Sorry.
To be fair, that was also true to end myself, too, laughing.
Thank you. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts after I read the first question. The title role of the 1990 movie Pretty Woman was played by which actress?
Julia Roberts.
Yes. Name one of the 4 events in women's gymnastics.
Pole vault. Not
pole vault. I am going to call incorrect. There is vault. It has nothing to do with a pole.
Darn it.
Did not beat the buzzer. Did not get the 5 correct. I'm sorry, Melissa. Pole vault would be a track and field event.
Yep.
Not gymnastics.
All right. Independence Amanda is standing by. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Okay, Amanda, the pressure's on. You want these 4 tickets to Maroon 5. Got to get these 5 right. Take a deep breath.
Woo.
Settle in. We're
pumped
ready.
Pumped up for Friday. Here we go. I like it.
Okay.
Time starts after I read the first question. Michael Jackson had 9 siblings. Name one of them.
LaToya.
Yes. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom opens this weekend. What animal is the focus?
A dinosaur.
Yes. What's 9 times 9?
81.
Yes. Which team won the World Series in 85 and 2015?
Royals.
Yes. Who was the president of the United States in 2010?
Barack Obama.
Yes!
Whoa!
You made it! You beat the buzzer! That was close!
That was very close.
Very dramatic.
Oh, my God.
You did it.
I am shaking so bad right now.
What? Did you say glad
She's
or
shaking.
Mad?
She's shaking oh, so bad right
I'm
now.
I'm shaking so bad.
Oh, I hope you're not driving.
No, I pulled over.
Oh, good. Amanda, you beat the buzzer. 4 tickets to Maroon 5.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That is amazing. All the Adam Levine you need.
Oh, that cracks me up. You are awesome. So excited, Amanda. That is awesome.
Oh, I've never seen them in concert, but I've always wanted to.
Now, what was the thought process when I said, who was the president in 2010? Were you just trying to think?
A bad word?
Yep, sometimes when they're so easy, it trips you up.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, congratulations, Amanda. Calm down, take a deep breath. Joey's going to get your information so we can get you your Maroon 5 tickets.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Don't go anywhere. Hold on. Wow.
Oh, that was some drama.
That was close. I'm like, oh, you were doing so good so fast.
Oh, man, right?
You're right
it came
here.
Down to the very end.
That's right.
I was watching it 8-7-6. Boom.
She made it.
Yep.
Beat the buzzer on a Friday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's 8:49. No doubt it's my life. Friday morning, the 22nd of June, in case you wanted to enter the show with Jen and Truda. Good morning, everybody.
Getting ready to call the winner of our trip to Paris to see the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout. Real quickly, though, we also need a winner for the Kansas Lottery tickets. So if you would like $30 in Kansas Lottery voice scratcher tickets, be caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102. Not only will you win those $30 in scratcher tickets, but you'll also become a finalist for the big old grand prize. You'll choose if you're Team Jen or Team Truda for a shot at winning a whole bunch of other good stuff, including concert tickets and more scratcher tickets.
For the past few weeks, we have qualified you for this trip to Paris. It is the world premiere of Mission Impossible 6 Fallout. Tom Cruise is going to be there. Simon Pegg is in the film. Who knows what stars will be there at the premiere.
And it's in Paris. Like, you're hanging out at the Eiffel Tower. You'll wake up and wander past the Louvre. Kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal.
All right.
You ready? You get all these names in the bucket? Draw
name
me one
here. I hate the pressure of this because you don't, you know, you just...
That's why we make you do it.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the name and the number.
So get that to me.
Please dial correctly
much.
Because
okay,
there's that awkward time that you called some poor
old man. Right.
He just wanted to talk to him anyway.
I was so confused.
I thought I was dialing Kaylee Dion, right?
Oh,
all right. So let's see. I think it's ringing.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Kate?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Kate. It's Jen from the show with Jen and Truda on KC1021. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well. So, Kate, we had this little contest where we had people get qualified for a trip to Paris to see the premiere of Mission Impossible 6, and they would have to go to Paris in just a couple of weeks, and we put a bunch of numbers in a bucket, names, and we spun it all around. Unfortunately, we picked you, so you're going to have to make plans real quick.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
You're going to Paris.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kate, you are going to travel to Paris, France. You're going to attend the film's exciting premiere. As soon as you get to Paris, you're going to be transported via private car and driver to your hotel, which is perfectly situated between the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe. Beautiful places to check out. You'll be getting some passes to do a boat cruise. Oh, you'll check out the Louvre and all the amazing things in Paris. And you'll see the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, my gosh.
You have a passport, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good.
Do you know any French at all?
No.
Forget that.
Who cares?
Yeah, you don't need that.
Parlez-vous français.
That's right.
But it is on my 30th birthday. So.
What?
What? That's your birthday?
We're sending you, what is it, July 10th through the 14th?
Yeah.
Your birthday's July 10th?
Yes.
Have you been to Paris?
Gosh. I haven't. Never.
Oh, wow. What?
So we win for the best birthday present ever.
Yes. You just gave me the best birthday of my entire life.
So, Kate, do you have someone that would like to travel to Paris with you?
Well, my mom's birthday is July 14th, so I think
my gosh.
Wow.
So you'd be leaving on your birthday and coming back on your mom's birthday.
Yes.
And I can tell you, mother-daughter trips are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they so are.
Well, this is the best phone call that you've ever taken on a Friday morning, so...
Yes.
There you go.
I'm actually teaching a class right now.
You are?
Oh, wow.
What age do you teach?
Oh, no, this is work. These are all adults.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Are you going to be able to take off work in a couple weeks?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, forget them. You're going to Paris.
Well, I want you to turn around, yell, "I'm going to Paris," drop the phone, and run out of the room. I think you're just excused for today.
Oh, I can do it.
Yes. Well, congratulations, Kate. Hang on the line. We are going to get all the info for you. We are so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Kate going from Camden Point to Paris. That's quite the trip on her birthday and her mom's birthday.
Paris of the Plains to Paris, France.
That's right. Check her out. That is huge. Congratulations to Kate.
All right, let's see. Where is Joey? Do we have a caller 12 on the Kansas Lottery deal there?
Trying to get caller 12 to win
$30.
I think
he's actually getting right now.
There you go.
We'll get that all figured out. In the meantime, that's going to wrap us for a Friday morning. Boy, we had a busy show today.
Ooh, this has been a busy week. Shaylee the Millennial. Mm-hmm. What do we have to give away next week on the show?
We've got a little pair of tickets to Styx and Joan Jett. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Oh, I love her.
So we'll give those away.
That show's coming up in just a couple of weeks, too.
Yeah, July 10th.
Excellent. Win Joan Jett Styx tickets all next week here on the show.
Okay. All right. You guys have a good weekend.
You?
Anything, busy plans?
As well. Head out to the Just For Her Expo.
That's right. Yeah.
10th anniversary.
That is a big deal. There's a ton of stuff going on. That's at the Overland Park Convention Center?
Yep, all weekend.
Check that out.
All right. Jenny from Lawrence, congratulations. She's color 12, the Kansas Lottery. So we get her Team Jan or Team Truda.
Excellent.
Wrap that up this week. Fantastic stuff.
A couple more chances for you to win those. Your next shot coming up with Jackie Lucky today between 10 and 3 for Kansas Lottery.
Sixpence None the Richer. It's before 9 a.m. bonus time coming up. Then, Jackie, see you Monday.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.